know about you, but I forgot to get started. So, and I discovered this morning that I made a horrible mistake. I called Peg. Well, Sam, that would be like me saying Kathy Gridley. Forgive me, Peg. I know her last name is Martin, but I knew her when she was a Welkins, and I remember her mom as a Girl Scout leader. So, please forgive me. Anyway, shall we pray? Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to gather together and to worship. Please pour out your spirit upon us today. Lord, we pray for a deepening relationship with you. We pray for a heightened awareness of your presence. We pray these things in your name and thank you for them. Amen. Isaiah 40:28-31. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The God who lives forever is the Lord, the one who made the ends of the earth. He will not become weak or tired. His understanding is too great for us to begin to know. He gives strength to the weak, and he gives power to those who have little strength. Even very young men get tired and become weak, and strong young men trip and fall. But they who wait on the Lord will get new strength. They will rise up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weak. I feel a little like this message was absolutely, like your testimony fit perfectly, like we planned it. Holy cow. The fact that she was able to walk 25 feet, that's amazing. Truly a miracle. So, back on track here. Let's take a minute just to consider who Isaiah was. Isaiah's name means Yahweh is salvation, and he is best known for writing the book that bears his name in the Bible. His writings are significant for the prophecies he made about the coming Messiah hundreds of years before Jesus was born. Isaiah is the most quoted book in the Bible. Matthew, Paul, Jesus, and Luke all quoted Isaiah. Not much is known about the man, Isaiah. We know that he was a son of Amoz. He was married and had sons of his own. It's likely that he was a priest. His recognition as a prophet is described in Kings and again in Chronicles. He lived about 700 years before Christ was born. There are many highs and lows in his life. His faithfulness to God was rewarded with some amazing miracles. It's from Isaiah's writings that we learn of his unswerving faithfulness and his complete humility before God. From our scripture again, but those who wait on the Lord will get new strength. They will rise up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weak. We spend a lot of time waiting. We all are waiting for a new pastor. We've been waiting for Dreda to get better, waiting in line, waiting for news, waiting for a response. Sometimes it's hard to see the reason for waiting. Sometimes it's hard to trust God's timing and seasons of waiting. You can trust God in your waiting. This morning I hope to offer a word of encouragement about waiting. Here are some of the good news about and good reasons why to trust God's timing while we wait. God knows everything and we don't. God knows the future and the past, and everything he plans to come to pass. We can only see from our limited perspective. We can trust God. 1 John 3:20, if our hearts condemn us, we know that God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. God's word never failed, and it never will. We can trust his timing, because if he has a promise, he intends to follow through. In Deuteronomy 4:32, ask now about the former days, long before your time. From the day God created human beings on the earth, ask from one end of the heavens to the other, has anything so great as this ever happened, or has anything like it ever been heard of? God has good intentions for us. God loves us and cares for us deeply. Jesus said that even the hairs on our head are numbered. If God is making us wait, it is for our good and his glory. We can trust God's timing because he loves us and only only wants what's good for us. Isaiah 30:18. Therefore, the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is the God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. God is trustworthy. God has always kept his promises. While we may not understand his timing or even like it, we can believe in his faithfulness. Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that the Lord your God is good, the faithful God, keeping his covenant of love to 1,000 generations of those to those who love him and keep his commandments. God is always on time. God knows more than we do. We can trust God. Waiting on God's timing is hard. Waiting can be for a short or for a long season. It's hard to remember his timing is always perfect. Waiting on God's plans requires patience and faith. Waiting has a purpose. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. The Bible is full of people who waited for promises to be fulfilled. Abraham and Sarah waited for Isaac nearly 25 years. Rachel and Hannah both waited for children. After being sold into slavery, Joseph waited for his imprisonment to have a purpose. Moses, Caleb, and Joshua waited in the wilderness for 40 years. Job waited through suffering. David waited to be appointed king. Ruth waited for a husband, and Elijah waited for a rain. Here are some things that we can do while we wait. Pray a lot. The number one thing to do while we wait is to pray, and to pray some more. Let prayer be your rock and your guide. You can talk to God anytime about everything. Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Read your Bible. Stay in Scripture, especially in seasons of waiting. Often that feels like waiting is really a season for preparation. Staying in Scripture keeps us grounded in God's plans and his promises. Reading about God's power and plans will fill our hearts with hope. Studying others who endured seasons of waiting reminds us that we are not alone in the struggle. Romans 15:4. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the Scripture and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. Surrender to the promise. Change of the promise can take time. Surrender to God's work in your heart. Submit to God's timeline. Let go of trying to control the outcome and allow God to take the lead. Psalm 37:5. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will do this. Consider the lessons in the waiting. What's the purpose for waiting? Do you have work to do to prepare for the next season? Consider the lessons and submit to God's work in our life. Romans 5:3-5. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance. Perseverance produces character, and character produces hope. Last but not least, focus on the blessings. Look for ways to find joy for where we are. Look for the blessings along the way. Perhaps we met a new friend or got to know somebody better. Where can we be a blessing to someone else in this season? Who could we pray for or encourage? In all things, be full of praise and thanksgiving, especially while waiting. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about these things. Waiting isn't easy, but God will carry us through if we let him. We can trust his timing because we trust him. your Bible, surrender, look for lessons, and count your blessings. Shall we pray? Lord, we thank you that you will answer our prayers in your perfect timing. Help us to believe. Help us to be patient and to trust you. Help us to wait with hope and eager expectation, knowing you are always working for our good. Lord, stretch our faith in the midst